And we have a real treat for you here this morning as we are talking with GMA Dove Award-nominated artist, songwriter, worship leader, and we play a lot of her music here on The Morning Blend. We are talking with Sarah Kroeger. Thank you so much for taking the time today. It's just awesome to meet you. Tell us a little bit about yourself for those out there listening that don't know Sarah Kroeger.
Yeah. For those who don't know me, I'm an artist, worship leader, songwriter. I grew up Catholic. My parents were both music ministers from a really young age. So we were always at church, voluntold, basically, mm-hmm. to be a part of the children's choir and take piano lessons, and super grateful for it now, hated it at the time, and but just it really instilled in me this real love for music from a very young age, and a love specifically for church music, but kind of had a conversion to faith, a deeper conversion to my mm-hmm. faith at a youth conference where Matt Maher was leading worship, and it was one of those moments where I had never experienced music like that. I had never experienced prayer like that, and it really taught me how to have a relationship with God. And from that moment on, everything kind of changed for me. And I went back to my church and started, as opposed to being voluntold to volunteer for music, I willingly went back and decided to start using my gift for the glory of God, and then just never looked back. And now this is what I do full time. I can't imagine doing anything else.
Which kind of leads me to my next question is, you know, what is it about music that allows you to fully express yourself in worship?
That's a great question. I think it allows so much space for introspection and creativity and to put your own spin on it, kind of, and just space, really, whether it's sonically or in a meditative way. Or for me, the way that I express myself is through my lyrics, is through my art, is through these songs. And so for me, it's kind of, it kind of became the language through which I communicate with God, and it still continues to be the primary way that I communicate with Him.
If you're just joining us here on The Morning Blend, we are talking with Sarah Kroeger, Dove Award-nominated artist, songwriter, and worship leader. So for somebody who's never heard your music and you introduce yourself for the first time, how do you describe your style? Or have you been compared to other artists out there, whether they're Christian or contemporary?
Yeah, that's a great question. I find myself somewhere in between a couple of different styles. Some people and some other people have commented that I remind them of Amy Grant, if people are familiar with Christian music. Which is a massive comparison, and I don't really understand it, but I'm grateful for that. I think I have some music that's more like pop feeling and more just like mainstream feeling, but then there's also this side of me that's more contemplative and songs that would lead people more into a meditative space, because that is where I find myself kind of operating. Sometimes I really want something that's going to enliven my day, and sometimes I want something that's going to be leading me more into contemplation and prayer. And so I kind of find my artistry meets in the middle of those two spaces, you know?
And you've been recording now for about, what, 10, 15 years?
Almost 15 years now, yeah.
What's your latest project?
My latest project is called A New Reality. I released it in May. A deluxe album released in November, so that's 14 songs. And yeah, it was a labor of love for about the last 3 years. I'm really, really excited for this project to continue sharing about it and for people to continue discovering it and adding it to their life.
So I know a few musicians and kind of have seen behind the curtain as far as what it takes, but walk us through the process and the inspiration that it takes to record a new album.
Oh, goodness.
It's a huge project.
It is. And it starts with the songwriting process. And for me, that's a huge piece of the puzzle. If you don't have the right songs, then you don't have the songs to record and then the songs to share. And so that was a massive part of this project. I spent the greater part of 2 years writing about 75 songs for this record.
Wow.
And then whittled it down to 14. So it was a massive labor of love and just kept going back, trying to dig deeper and just... I had a lot of really great people around me kind of speaking into that process and challenging me and inviting me deeper into what I was walking through personally and just saying, you know, it's not there yet. I think you have more in you, and just, you know, keep going at it. And so for me, it was all about, it was really all about the songs. And then from that point on, once I knew what I wanted to record, finding the right people to partner with as producers, who kind of sonically understood what I was going for, and partnering with them, collaborating with them. And that took about a year to record and mix and get everything set to then release. So it was a big process, but I mean, I get to write songs and record songs for a living, so I can't really complain about that. And it's all a part of the process. It's beautiful.
Sarah Kroger joining us here this morning on The Morning Blend. She is a GMA Dove Awarded nominated artist, songwriter, and worship leader. And we're just overjoyed to have you here this morning. So with every album that you have released in your career, do you feel like you have to tour extensively, like some of the contemporary artists, to get that music in front of your fans? Or are there other ways, other outlets that they can find you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we tour pretty extensively. This fall, for example, we were on the road every week from June until mid-January. So we were touring pretty heavily, which is a lot. My husband and I haven't been able to have children yet. So we just get to go and do this ministry. And this is what God has called us to. And right. so that's where we're at in our life. And so we're able to do that. And it is a huge part of what I do, is being able to minister to people through music. And it's a huge gift to be able to hear these songs sung in these communities and hear stories about how these songs have made their way into people's lives. It's a huge part of it, but also people can, from all over the world, connect with these songs because of Spotify or Amazon or Apple or all the things. So it's kind of a mix. You know, I think there will always be a place for live music, even with the rise of AI and things like that, where, you know, a lot of big songs are getting written by computers now,
right?
Literally. Mm-hmm. And we need to tackle that problem, I would say. But I think live music will always be, there will always be a place for it. There's just nothing that compares to a live performance. There's nothing, you can't ever perform it in the same way, and it's never the same group of people. And so there's really something super special about that. And I don't think that will ever be replaced or kind of taken away, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Sarah Kroger with us here on The Morning Blend. And Sarah, we still have a lot of questions to get to, but we're already up against our break. Can you please stay and we'll talk in the next half hour? GMA Dove Award nominated artist, songwriter, and worship leader, and just a great person. And Sarah Kroger joining us here on The Morning Blend this morning. You hear so many of Sarah's songs on The Morning Blend, and she's taken some time out of her very busy schedule to be with us today. The challenges that you must face being a Catholic recording artist, do you get your songs played on like a K-Love or Air One type station? Or
yeah, sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes, yeah.
Everybody can be Matt Maher. He seems to be accepted universally.
I mean, but he went through a lot to get to that point. And I think, honestly, we owe a lot to him for building a lot of those bridges, you know, and opening a lot of those spaces to Catholic artists like me. And this past year, there were several Protestant radio stations that played some of my songs.
Great.
It was really fun to visit with them and chat with them and kind of break bread together and have conversations. And I think there's an openness to it that maybe there wasn't several years ago, you know? So, yeah, some of them do, actually, which is really fun.
Like Impossible Things. There's like that really says, that doesn't scream that this is a Catholic song, but it's so upbeat and fun that you just find yourself singing along. So that would be played. I think it should be played on pop stations.
You're very it's kind so for saying fun. That. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't even say there's anything explicitly Catholic about my music. When people say that, it's interesting because maybe if you were singing about Mary or the saints or something like that, maybe you could say, oh, that's explicitly Catholic or something that's very liturgical, but even some of those things, like, you can't really tell always. So
you're just a musician that happens to be Catholic.
And that happens to be inspired by this rich history of our faith. We have such a rich history. It's pretty easy to be inspired.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being Catholic.
Have you gone out on the road with other recording artists? Like when you do tour, who were some of the people that maybe we've heard of that you've toured with, and do you have some fun stories to share from the road?
Yeah, there's a couple. There's a Protestant artist named Josh Wilson and Sidewalk Prophets. Both of them, I've been on the road with them before. They're just amazing people. Truly had the best time with both of those artists. And then Matt Maher and I actually just went out this past December for a tour called the Cathedrals Tour. We just launched it recently. We did 5 cathedrals in December across the Midwest and Northeast, and it was absolutely incredible, beautiful nights of worship. They were a little bit stripped back. We had strings players with us and acoustic players, and then just a really incredible lighting tech and sound tech, and it just made it really special. So that was a really fun tour, and we're hoping to do more of those in the spring and winter to come.
And then as far as being able to interact with fans or supporters, what sort of opportunities do you do, like backstage?
Yeah.
Meet and greets, that
kind
of thing?
Yeah, meet and greets where we get to take pictures and say hello. And sometimes after the show, people will come up and want a CD signed or something like that. And it's always really special to hear from fans and connect with them because, you write these songs and in the privacy of your own home or in privacy of your own studio, and you just have no idea if anyone else is going to be like, I get it. I relate to that. And so to hear people say, I relate to that. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you for the ways that you've put some of these problems that we all face into music is really special. It's an honor to do that and to become a part of people's lives through music.
Again, if you're just joining us here on The Morning Blend, Sarah Kroeger is with us talking about her career as a Catholic recording artist. So what is your hope, Sarah, when people do listen to your songs? What do you want them to come away with? What do you want them to experience during that time?
I mean, I think ultimately my goal is that they experience the love of God through the music, that they experience His unending, merciful kindness and His presence, truly. I find myself often thinking about this, just the idea that like I am a vessel and this is all beyond me. Yeah. It's not about me. It's about the love of God that has been made manifest in my life and just trying to point people to that. So even if they've never experienced the love of God, that if they hear a song, it speaks to them in a different way and it opens the door to experience God's love in a way that maybe they haven't before. So,
So being a seasoned veteran of almost 15 years now.
How is that possible, by the way?
Right. Time, you blink and it just went by.
Time is a thief.
Do you have any advice? Maybe there's some up and coming young artists out there. They're trying to break into the business.
Yeah.
Maybe some mistakes that you learned from back then that you could.
I would say the biggest thing that I have learned along the way is that it takes time. Mm. And to allow yourself the permission to like for it to take time.
Yeah.
It takes time to grow as an artist. It takes time to grow as an instrumentalist, as a songwriter. And you have to give yourself opportunities, kind of like rep counts, to get better at it, right? Like you're going to write probably 100 bad songs before you get one good one. And just recognizing like failure is a part of the process, that doesn't mean it's a bad thing necessarily. It's all refining, you know, just like holiness. Like we're not perfect. And it's going to take time to get better, and all of us can get better, you know? So just don't give up, I would say. If I was speaking to myself when I was younger, I would say, you're going to fail a lot. You're going to mess up. You're not going to always write a song that makes it out into the world.
Yeah.
But all of that is a part of the process. All of that is making you stronger and ultimately is good, you know?
So going back to something you said earlier about you had 75 songs and you have to cull that down to 14. What is that process like?
Ooh,
do you have other people that listen?
Okay.
But you get the final stamp of approval, I'm
for
assuming.
Sure. Yeah. And there's certain songs that I fought for, certain songs that I was like, oh man, that was really hard to see it go. There's songs that are going to just end up in my Dropbox that no one else will hear. There's songs that it was meant for just those other co-writers and I in the room in that moment on that day. And God was speaking to us on that day. And that's okay. Like that truly is okay. It's a part of the process. Sometimes it's felt like losing some of my children. You know what I mean? Because right. these songs feel so personal. It's not easy. It's not fun. And there were several meetings, song meetings, that I was not, I was not in love with in the process of this record. But ultimately, it ended up being what it was meant to be and what the Lord wanted. I believe that. So I think as I've tried to just continue to be surrendered to God, he makes it what he wants it to be. It's ultimately for him. Yeah. So I try to just surrender to that process and bring people into it that I trust, and I trust their opinion. And yeah, it's all a part of it. And I'm grateful for my team for sure.
Excellent. People want to learn more or purchase your music, see videos. What's your website?
SarahKroger.com, Sarah with an H, and then Kroger like the grocery store, KROGER.com. And that's where you can find all the music, socials, all the things.
All right.
Would love to see you there.
Anything you want to add before we let you go this morning?
No, I think that's great. This grateful to be here. Grateful to chat with you. And yeah.
All right. Well, we'll let you go and get over your jet lag. And God bless you and all that you've done in the past. And we look forward to all your future endeavors.
Thank you so much.